Again, we're learning Masechta Tyrus, Perek Tes. We'll start over again, Mishnah Zayin. Rotza lito mehen bad echod o shnei badim. You want to take out of this vat that you have storing your olives, and you have in mind really to add more olives into the vat, and therefore, like the Mishnah before, it's not called nigmer malachton, therefore the juice that comes out is not hukshla kabel tumah. And now you decide to take out of this vat mehen bad echod, means the amount you use in the bad, that's the press, to press the olives to make it into oil. Oy shnei badin, or else the amount you take out to press in two times. So Beshame says, Kaitse betuma. When you want to go take out this amount of olives, you're allowed to like cut them out, even with kelim that are tamei, because they weren't hukshla kabutuma yet. But umechape v'taira, after you take them out, when you want to cover up the leftovers now like is hukshla kabutuma. So you have to be careful to cover them up now only with kelim that are tor. Beisil Lomi Mesil says no. Af mechape betumah, you could even cover up the leftovers with a tumah, because since lamaisi you had das still to add more into it, therefore the juice there is not hukshla kabel tumah, so it's still you could use tumah the kelim. Rabbi Yosi says choife bekardumos shematechas, like you could cut in there with hatchets of metal. But you want to take out as much olives as you want, or melech lebeis abad betumah, then carry all the olives to the beis abad to the press, even though you're using kelim d'ratomei, because the ma'aser when the juice came out, you were not nicher at that time, it was not hukshel kabel tumah, therefore you could take it even with tamadika kelim. Yeah, Mishnah Ches Hasheretz shenimtza berachayim. You find a dead sheretz, that's like an abatum, it's metama oichlim, and you find it brachayim, that's in the millstone, where they grind up the olives before they put like the big board over it, the kura, to squeeze out the olive, to squeeze out the juice, the oil. So you find the sheretz in the rechayim. Izein tomi alamaka mago. Only the olives that came in contact with the sheretz, that olive is tummy, but not the rest of the olives. Because each olive by itself, like, is less than a shear of kibetza. Therefore, oichlin is not metama od oichlin, unless it has a shear of a kibetza. So only that one zayas that touches it becomes tummy, and it's not metama others. What's going to be imhoye mashkam halak? Let's say there's liquid, there's the oil that's coming out of it. It's flowing, and that's connecting one to another. Then hakol tummy. Then all the olives become tummy, like liquid is connecting, it's like all one more than the kibetza, and therefore everything becomes tummy, or through the oil itself it becomes tummy, but then is hakol tummy. What's going to be nimtza gabi olin? Let's say you find the sherets on top of a leaf, like when they put these olives into the press, like, there are some leaves there also, and the leaf of an olive tree is not makabotum, it's not an oichel. So now, Yishalo habadodim. He's allowed to ask the people that work there, even though they're maratzin, the workers. Loy meloy nagan, if they say they did not touch the sheretz, we believe them. Even though usually you don't trust the namaratz, but that's only on his own tumah b'tayrim. Here he's working for balabos, we could believe him for the balabosses, whether he's metamrit or not. Yemhoye nageye boim, let's say the sheretz was touching part of the zayas itself. That means the gush, the part that's attached one to another, and therefore it's like one big piece more than the size of a kibetza. Then afilu b'sara, even if it's only a hair of the sheretz that's touching, tummy becomes tummy. But since this piece is the gush of the olives, like touching one another, it's considered like one big piece. It's more than the size of a kibetza. Therefore, it all becomes tummy. It's metama other oichlin also. Yeah, Mishnah Tes. Nimtzu agave perudim. Let's say you find this dead sheretz on top of pieces of the olive. Perudim means pieces that came off from the olive. And each piece by itself is less than a kibetza. But vunageya bikabetza. But they're all touching together. All the small pieces like are touching one big gush, one big piece of the olive. Therefore, tamei, that's like mitzarefet all together. It's like, it's all part of the oim, part of the gush, part of the solid piece of the olive, and therefore it's like the size of a kibetza, they all become tummy. what's going to be prudim agabi prudim, pieces on top of pieces, the small particles, and they're not touching the main part of the olive. And so then there's nothing to mix out them to put them together, and then we say, afa pisha megei bekebetza, even though altogether these pieces add up to the size of the kebetza, still ain't tummy alamokim agom. Only the parts that actually touched the sherets, they are tummy. But they're not metama other food, because each piece by itself is less than a kebetza, and there's nothing to mix out them together. So therefore they're not metama the rest of the food there. What's going to be nimtza ben koysol azesim? You find this dead sherets in between the wool and the olives. Like we do not know whether it touched the olives altogether or not. Alokar is tamei. Ben asafu we say the olives remain tamei. It remains tor. Nimtza bagag. Let's say we find the olive, the sherets, on the roof. In other words, usually after you take the olives from the vat and you press out the oil, then you take the rest of these olives and put it on top of the roof. So if you first found the sherets on the olives that are on top of the roof, hamatan tor, all the oil, like all the olives that's inside the vat, they are remain tor. We do not say that the tum on the gag touched it, came from the matan. What's going to be nimtza b'matan? Let's say later we find the sherets in the vat, then hagag tomei, the olives that you already took upstairs to the roof to dry out, they are tomei because before they came from the maton. So the sherets was in there, they became tomei. What's going to be nimtza sorof al zeisim? You find now like a burnt sherets on the zeisim. The halacha is if it's burnt, it has no more tumah to it. So the suffix is, was it there before it was burnt or not? We say no, that we only find tumah kishas mitzios in the way you find it. And right now you found it burnt already, so it has no din tumah, the zeisim remain tor. The same thing, v'chein matlis muha. If you have a piece of material, a matlis, that was makabel tumah, and then muha, it became also blua, became ruined, that it doesn't have a shear of a beggar anymore, so it comes tor. Halacha is Torah. If you only found this now, this beged, when it's already ruined and balua, that doesn't have any tumor on it now, so we say, kan nintze kan hoye, like the Mishnah ends off, shakola tumois kishatz mitziyosen. All the lochas of tumor we go after the way you find it. And the way you see it right now, it's tor, so we say it was never tumay when it touched the zaysim, and therefore the zaysim remain tor.
Perek Yud. Mishnah Aleph, Hanoyel Beis Habad Mipnei Habadodim, means the owner of this olive press was a chodra, Talmud Chochem, and he wanted to keep the olive, the oil, to be tor. So what he did was, he was metayer the workers before they went in, and he locked them in that they should not be able to go out and become tamei, and people from the outside should not be able to come in. In other words, the workers themselves were an amoritz. But he made sure before they came in to work, they were metal, they went to the mikvah, and he locked the door that they cannot go out to become tamei, and new people, new amoratzim, cannot come in. Now, v'hoyu lishom kelim timei medras. Inside the olive press, he forgot to take out some kelim that were tamei, and it was mekabel tamei, let's say from a zav, that made it into a tumas medras, that it's an avat tumah. And if a person sits on it, a person moves it or touches it, he becomes tamei. So we have to be afraid these amaratzim maybe became tamei from this kli, and they touched the oil, they were metam of the oil. So Rimeya says, yes, Beis Habad tamei, the whole Beis Habad remains tamei now. We have to be afraid that these people inside the workers touched these kelim, and they became tamei, they were metam of the press, they were metam of the olive, the oil. Rav Yudis says no, Beis Habad tor, Rav Yudis says no, that since the people were tor before they came in, so they watched themselves from becoming tomei now, they know the Balabas wants it to remain tor, and therefore we're not afraid they touch these kelim, everything remains tor. Rav Shimon says like this, it depends. Im tohirim lehem, if these workers think that the kelim is tor, like let's say it's clothing of an amoritz, that they think it's tor, so then Beis Habad tomei, then since they're not going to watch themselves because they think those kelim are tor anyway, so when they touch them, they become tomei and they are metamei the Beis Habad, therefore everything remains tomei. But v'yim tameyim lehem, let's say the Amoratsim know that this keli is really tamei, and they know the Balabas wants to remain everything tor. Therefore, beis habat tor, the beis habat remains tor. We're not afraid. They touched the kelim to metama the beis habat. This is Reb Shimon's chilek. On this, Amar Reb Yosi says back to Reb Shimon, v'chim ifnei ma tameis. How come these Amoratsim, the workers, become tamei? The Balabas left the kli that's tamei medrash there. It's not only because they touch it. True, if they know it's tamei, maybe they won't go and touch it. But it becomes tamei. It's a tumas medrash here. El shein amoratz pikiyim beheset. And amoratz though does not know he can't move the kli. He thinks maybe he can't touch it with his hands. That he doesn't do to become tamei. But the loch of a tumas medrash is even if you sit on it, or else you just move it, or it moves because of you. And that he's not a book, he doesn't know to watch himself from that. So if Rabbi Yossi says, even though they feel the kelim are tamei, still they may become tamei from tumas hesed, from just moving it, and therefore everything is tamei. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Habadodin, the people again that work in the olive press, and they were tor, shoyinichnostim v'yoytzim, they would go into the Beis Shabbat and they go out. But umashkin tameim b'toich beis habad. On the floor, there was some liquid that was tamei. Now, when they walk on the floor, their feet, they used to walk barefoot because it used to like being pressing on top of the grapes, so their feet would touch this mashkim tameim. So the question is, the mashkim tameim is not metam in odom. But if it stays on their feet, when their feet go over the grapes, their water would be metam of the grapes. So the case is like this, im yesh bein mashkin l'zaisim, if from the place where the mashkin, the water is on the floor, until the place where they have to go on top of the olives to press the olives, kidei shi nagbu es regleim boritz, there's enough space there that when they walk, the wetness goes off their feet onto the rest of the ground. So by the time they come to the zaisim, their feet are already dried from that mashkin tumeim. In such a case, Arelu Torim, you have a right to say the olives remain tor. You have a right to say by the time these people, the men got to the olives, their feet were dry already. But if there's not enough space in between, then we say the Mashkim Tumeim came in contact with the olives, and the olives are tamei. Habadodim v'yaboitzim, the people that work pressing the olives, and the people that work boitzim, pulling down, taking off the olives. Shenim says tumul ifneim, they themselves were taught to be tor, but we find now that there's tumah in front of them, and we have a doubt whether they touched the tumah or not. So locher is nemonim loyma, we could trust them. If they tell us loy nogano, they did not touch the dovi tumah, we can trust them. V'chein hatinoikish shebneim, the same thing if the kids come in to talk to the fathers like, and usually the kids are tumah, if the mothers were nidois, so the kids became tumah. So you don't have to be afraid that they touch the kids. And them to tell us, we did not touch the kids, they are still Torah. The work is that are working to press the olives. Yoitzin chutz lepesach beis habad, a worker that's working inside the press, and again he was taught to be tomei, to be tor, even though he's not moritz, but the balabos, the whole, these two mishnahs talking about, where the balabos was metar them all, and now he goes outside the olive press. Ufoinim liachuria gradiasa goes like the basic hisei. So he turns to the back of the fence. Then turn, still they are loch as if they are tor. We do not say when they went outside just to the basic hisei, they made themselves tummy. Ad kamatul, how far yachiku can the workers go away? The yield term, and still we say they remain becheskes tyro. Ad kadesh yiroin, they don't go far enough that the owner inside the press could still see them. So you still have the yira, still afraid of the owner, therefore they remain tahor. But if they go further than that, then mechoshet, they became tamei, if they come back in again, the olives become tamei. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Habadodin v'yaboitzrim, again the people that oppress in the olive press of aboitzim, the ones that cut off the olives off the tree. Kevin shechnisan reshus hamorah, the balabos brought them in to the reshus of the mor of the cave, meaning the mikvah. In other words, they were tamei, and the balabos wants them to go to the mikvah to become tor, and who are then maybe to be toivel kelim. So locher is dayer, that's enough. Divrei meya, the balabos does not have to watch him go into the mikvah, as long as he brings him in to the
more into the cave where the Rishus, where the mikvah is, that's enough. You have a right to say for sure these people were tovel in the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, tzorech lama d'aleyim ad shi'etvoylu. You have to watch them. You have to be there standing over them to make sure they go into the mikvah. V'rat, there's a lot of lochas about the tefillah, about a chatzitza, so they have to be there to watch them to make sure they have a kosher tefillah. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Im toren lehem, if they feel that they were really tor, and the kelim matur, and there's no real purpose for them to go to the mikvah, then even though the balabos brings them into the mikvah, tzorech lama d'aleyim ad shi'etvoylu, the balabos has to stand there and be over them and watch them until they actually go inside the mikvah. But im tameim lehem, if they themselves realize that really they are tamei, and they know they have to become Torah now, then ain't it tzorech lama d'aleyim, you don't have to stand over them ad shi'etvoylu until they go into the mikvah. But rather, as long as they bring him into the reshus of the mikvah, that's enough. Mishneh Dalit. Ha-noisein min ha-salim o min ha-mashteyach shel adoma. This is talking about grapes. So, loch riz, if you collected the grapes, when you pulled the grapes off the vines, you put them into baskets, and you had in mind to bring these grapes home to eat them, and you put them into these baskets, so then we say they're not huchshel kabel tuma. If you cut them on manas to bring them home, then this juice that falls out now when it's in the basket, you don't care about that juice, and therefore it's not huchshel the grapes, the kabel tuma, they don't become tummy. The same thing, I mean, hamashtiach shel adama means this mat that you spread out the grapes on the ground, and also you're only leaving it there until you bring it home. So then the mitzvah that comes out, the juice that comes out, you don't care if it gets lost, so it's not huchshel kabel tuma. What happened was, from this basket, now you decided that afterwards, you pulled off the tree after you put it into the basket, now you decided to bring these olives, to bring these grapes into the press to make wine out of them. Now the halacha is that if you collect the grapes and put them into baskets, amanas, to take them into the gas, to press them, to make them into wine, then they have a lochem and the rabbon as if they are huchshel kabel tuma. So the chiddush is here, first you pulled off these grapes to put them into baskets or to spread them out on the floor, amanas, to bring them home. And then you change your mind now to bring it into the gas, into the wine press. So Beishamah said, Beishamah Yomrim, Naisam Yadayim Teres. Then when you take these grapes and put it into the press, you have to make sure your hands are Torah. Because since now you're changing your mind and using it for the gas, it has the lochem and the rabbon of his huchshel kabel tuma, and therefore you can't be metam with these grapes. V'yimnosam b'yadayim tameis, and if you put these grapes into the vat when your hands were tomei, the lochem is tameis, these grapes are mekabel tuma. However, Basilah says no, Noisnav Yodayim Temeis. Basilah says no, since when you first cut off these grapes, you had a mind to bring them home, then when the juice comes out, they were not huchshel kabel tuma. Seeing that now you change your mind to bring it into the vat, to press it into wine, still it remains tor. And therefore you're allowed to bring them in now, even though your hands are Temeim. O Mafresh Trumasa Betaira. But you have to be, when you're mafresh truma, that you have to do when you're tor. Or else meaning that the truma you take off from these grapes now is also tor, because it wasn't huchshel kabel tuma yet. What's going to be min ha'avit or min ha'mashteach shel olim? But let's say when you first cut off the grapes, you put them to the avit, that's like a big vat, and usually you take it straight to the gas, you take it straight to the wine press. So the kitzur, when you cut off the grapes, you had in mind to bring it to the wine press, or else in the mashter shel olim, when you put it down, not on the ground, but put it on top of leaves. So we see clearly you didn't have das to bring it home to eat them, but you had in das to press them, and then the locher is that the juice that comes out is huchshel kabel tuma. So locher is then, hakel shavim, everybody agrees, shunaisim b'yadayim tyrus. Now when you take these grapes now to put them to the vat, to press them, you have to make sure your hands are tor. V'yimnosam v'yadayim temez, bring them in when your hands are tomei, the locher is timon.
then yes, you metama them, they are makabel tumma.
Your Mishnah Hey, ha'oichel min ha'salim, somebody eats from the grapes that were picked off and put into the baskets, or else min ha'mashteach shel adama, the grapes that are spread out on the ground, and again we said these were picked off for manas to eat, and therefore they're not hurshel kabel tumma. Is afal pi, even though shemuvukois, that they are cracked, these grapes have cracks in them, umenatfois, and is dripping down, juice is dripping out of the grapes, still, since it was taken off a manas teat, you're not machshir this, you don't care about this juice, and it's not mukhsh lekabel tumma. And therefore, even though manatfois legas, this juice is falling into the gas, into the vat, where you have the wine, where you have the olives, to the grapes to press, still, haray hagas tera, the gas remains tor, because this mist, the juice are coming out, you're not machshir it, it's not called a mashke, it's not mekabel tumma. What's going to be mina avet? Let's say it took the grapes out of this avet. That's like a type of avet, a big a vat that you store the olives, the grapes in. And here you have das to put into the pressum. Or else, o mina mashter shel olim, that's spread out not on the ground but on top of leaves. And here the pshat is that the mashka that comes out, you're happy with, you want the mitz, and therefore it is called a mashka. So now, v'nofal mimenu garga yichidi, if one small, like grape, fell into the gas, into the vat, so it depends. Im yesh lechoisim, if this grape itself has like the stem on it, there's a chois like a seal, and it's not open at all. Therefore, tor, we say that the vat remains tor, even though the grape itself wasn't a kabel tumma, but the grape by itself was left in a kibetz, and therefore it's not metama of oichlin. In order to metama other oichlim, it has to be the shear of a kibetza. But in ein loichosim, let's say the stem is not on this grape, so there is a hole there, the juice comes out, then tomein. Then we say your hands, when you touch it, you touch the juice, you metama the juice. When the juice falls into the vat, it's metama whatever it touches. There, you don't have to have a shear of a kibetza. It's only by the oichlim, not by mashke. Therefore, everything inside the gas, inside the vat, of wine, of grace, become tummy. What's going to be noflum imenu anovim, some grapes fall into the vat, and v'drochon b'mokim amufnam, but they get straightened out on the floor in a separate place. Mokim amufnam means nothing else is there. There's no other wine there, no other grapes there. So it depends. Kibetza mechubin, if it's what fell was exactly the size of a kibetza or less, then tor, it still remains tor, because when juice comes out, so the pre itself is less than a kibetza, so even though it becomes tamei, but since it's less than a kibetza, it's not matam anything else. Let's say it was started out to be yosem a kibetza, then tamei, because then the pre becomes tamei, and since it has the size of a kibetza, it's matam everything else there. Shekivin, Mishnah says, Shekivin sheyotzos tipo rishon, as soon as the first drop comes out of his grape, Nitmes the kibetza becomes tamei, there's still a kibetza there, and that kibetza has a clear to matam everything else, the matam of the kelim, therefore it all remains tamei. Your Mishnah Vov, mi shehoye oimed umedaber al svas habor, you had a person standing on top of the board, on top of the pit, where you have wine there, and the stam odem is namoritz, so his spit like is tamei midrabonim. And he was standing and talking on top of the pit. V'nitzo tzinorim mipiv, and some spit came out of his mouth. Now, Suffolk, we have a doubt whether Gia la bor, did it come and touch the bor, and then it would be metama the bor of wine. Suffolk lo yigi, you have a Suffolk, no, a doubt maybe it did not reach the bor. So, locheris sveke tor, here in a Suffolk, we say the wine remains tor. Even though usually the klal is sofik tumah v'shus hayocha, we say is tamei, but here it's tor, because even if the spit that did reach the bor, it's not for sure it touched the wine in the bor. Maybe it only touched the svas, the outside of the bor, so it's like a sveik sveik, and therefore we say it's tor. Yemishne zayin, hazelef es habor, if someone is like drawing the wine out of the pit, and filling up barrels with wine. Now, nimtza sheretz b'rishoyna, if you found the sheretz, which is mitama, in the first barrel that was filled up, then alocharis kulum temeis,
we say all the rest of them are tamei. Like if you found the sherets in the first barrel, when you first started to fill it up with wine, so this barrel you put into the pit of wine, and the barrel I touched all the wine. So the sherets in that barrel was matama all the wine. What's going to be bachreina? Let's say you find the sherets in the last barrel, then we say, he tamei, only the last barrel was tamei. The kulam teres, all the first barrels that you fetched the wine out with, at that time there was no sherets there, because we said the sherets was only in the last barrel. So only the last barrel was tamei, not the first barrels, because it was not matama the wine. Amos, when do I say this? Bizman juzoylef b'chol achas v'yachas, when you're drawing out the wine with each pitcher, like you put the pitcher in the vat, in the bar of wine, and you draw it out. Aval, what's going to be though? Aval imhoye zoylef b'machatz, let's say you were not putting the barrels inside the vat, but rather you were using like a ladle, an in-between pitcher, to take the wine out of the bar and put it into the barrels. Then nimtza sheretz b'achas men, if later you found in sheretz in one of the barrels, then we say only he tamei bavad, only that one barrel is tamei, because that barrel never went into the bore. It was only drawn up through a ladle, and the ladle like never came in contact with the sheretz. So if only that one barrel is tamei and nothing else. Amosai, when do I say all this? Bizman shu boidik, when you checked out the barrel, like before you used the barrel, you checked it out first. You aboidik the barrel. For loy mechasav, just after you filled it up, you didn't cover it up. Or else, oy mechasav, or else you did cover it up, but v'loy boidik, you didn't check it out to see if the sheretz was there. Then we have the sveikas where we said, but what's going to be how you boidik if you first checked out the barrel, so mechasav, and you covered up the barrel, and you do not find the sheretz then? Just later the nimtza sheretz, the chavis to find later the sheretz in one of the barrels, hakol tamei. Then we say everything was tamei, because for sure the sheretz came from the bor itself, that the sheretz was in the bor, the vat of wine, and all the wine became tamei. And hu adin babor, if you find the sheretz in the bor, so pshita hakol, everything is tamei. And b'machatz, if you find the sheretz in the machatz, in the ladle, pshita also hakol tamei, everything is tamei, because that came in contact with all the wine. Mishneches. Beino igulim lezagin. This is on the wine press. Igulim, that's like the round stones that they use like a rechayim, like a millstone, to grind the zagim. The zagim now, that's the pits and shells. Like after you press the wine once, you pressed out the grapes once, now you press out the leftover, the pits and shells. And for that, you need even a heavier, a bigger, a grinder-like. So that's called higulim. So the space between where these big stones are and the zagim, Yishno has a shem reshus rabim. The gay for sulfic tumah comes there, since there are a lot of people around, though you need people to pick up these heavy weights, therefore it has loch of reshus rabim. What's going to be kerem, the great, shalifnei abaitrim, that the people that are in the fields cutting down the vines, they didn't get to it yet? So that kerem that was not cut down yet, Rishus HaYochid, has a look like Rishus HaYochid for Sofik Tumah, that it would be Tumah. Shaliachar HaBoitzrim, the place after where they cut down already, that's Rishus HaRab, because then there were a lot of people there collecting the grapes. Amosai, when do we say this? Bizman Sharavim Nechnosim Bezu, the Rabim go through this side, V'yoytzim Bezu, and go out the other side. Right, there are two opposite doors there. One way you come in, one way you go out. Therefore, the rabbim go through there. Therefore, sit like Rishus HaRabim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be clay beis abad, the kelim, the utensils, by the olive press? Rose for shogas, that's by the wine press. So, and hu adin ekel, that's like the bag that they keep the things in. The leftover shema they put into this bag. So, bizman shein shalei tifta made out of wood. So menagvim vein torim, it's enough just to dry them, and they become tor. In other words, they're like pshute kliyates, that's not really makabel tumah, and after you dry it, you don't even have to put them to the mikvah, because they weren't makabel tumah. What's going to be bizman shem shel gemi, let's say it's made out of reeds like grass, then miyashton, you have to let it dry out, kol shnei masachodesh for 12 months,
or else oichotem bechamin, or else you have to put hot water over it to get out the mashkin that was tamei, and then they automatically become tahor. Now these things are also not considered a kli to mekabel tumah. So only question has the mashkin that's tamei inside it. So you let it dry out for 12 months, or else you pour hot water over it, it becomes tahor right away. Rabbi Yosi says in the sonam bishirbelas anor dayoi. You put in like the swift flow of the river, that's enough. That like the swift flow draws out all the mashka tomei that's in it, and therefore whatever left is tor dayo. That's a way to metire these kalim in the wine press or in the olive press or with this bag the bagel. Yes, slika mesech the tyrus. All right, we'll stop here.